You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Mandira Banerjee of University of Michigan News Service, and today we are here with Professor Kenneth Warner, who's the Dean of School of Public Health and Founding Director of University of Michigan's Tobacco Research Network. And we are talking about the recent smoking ban that's been passed by the Michigan Senate. Could you tell us about how the School of Public Health was involved in this whole effort?
Several people within the school have spoken with legislators in the Michigan legislature for about 3 years now. I personally testified before both the House and the Senate on three occasions. Cliff Douglas, who's the current director of the University of Michigan Tobacco Research Network, testified there several times. Ron Davis, who has passed away, unfortunately, was an adjunct professor here. He also testified several times, and indeed the bill is named in his honor as the Ron Davis Smoking Act. We had a group of students who went up to Lansing to work with the state legislators on this very issue. So we've had a great deal of involvement from the School of Public Health.
Michigan recently became the 27th state to pass the smoking ban. What were some of the challenges in the passage of this bill?
The major challenge over a number of years now has been whether there would be exceptions to the ban on smoking in workplaces. And specifically, the major concern was the Detroit casinos. This law does have exceptions in it, specifically the gaming floors of casinos and tobacco shops, as well the cabins of commercial trucks and private offices, which is to say private in-home offices. That's unfortunate in particular because casino workers are exposed to enormous amounts of secondhand smoke, and their health definitely is jeopardized by this bill. But it will protect many tens of thousands of Michiganders, and it will cause us to see some lives saved as a result.
There's been mixed reaction to this. In your testimony, you had proved that it's actually beneficial for restaurant owners. Could you talk a little bit about that?
There are two kinds of objections. Some restaurant owners object on principle. They figure that just philosophically they should have the right to decide whether or not smoking is permitted in their places of business. And then there are others who feel that this is an economic issue, that it is going to cost them money. The answer to the second one is actually very simple. We have over 100 studies done both in the United States and in other countries that have adopted such laws, and they demonstrate quite conclusively that there is no economic penalty to hospitality establishments within jurisdictions that go smoke-free. So if you look at the revenues for restaurants and bars, they remain as they were before such a ban, or in some instances, they actually increase. So there's no question that economically this will be a benefit to the restaurateurs. With regard to the philosophical question, I would point out that if you want the right to have people smoke in your establishment, then you're saying you should have the right to expose your workers and your customers to 5,000 chemicals that occur when you burn tobacco, and that you should have the right to expose them to arsenic, hydrogen cyanide. I could go down a laundry list of chemicals that may be causes of cancer in humans and other diseases.
Do you think we will also see a difference in health statistics? And if so, how soon?
We definitely will have a health impact of this. Whether we will see it or not is difficult to say. I hope that this will be studied within the state. There have now been a couple of dozen studies of what has happened to admissions to hospitals for acute myocardial infarctions immediately following an implementation of a smoke-free law. And all of them have found that there has been a significant decline in such admissions, something in the range of 10 to 15%, maybe even a 20% decline in heart attacks. This is extraordinary. And I would ask you if you can think of any other measure in the entire world of public health and medical care where you could save that many lives at so little cost, and indeed other kinds of benefits, economic benefits, to the state. We know that in Michigan today, something in the vicinity of 1,500 to 2,000 people are killed as a result of exposure to secondhand smoke. This bill, when it is signed by the governor and takes effect in May, will significantly reduce that number. So it will be a real lifesaver. By getting it out of places of employment, this bill will definitely save lives.
Thank you, Professor Warner.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.